Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP. We're in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. We're going to deal with the five gifts God gave to the body: apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. I want to avoid what I think is a common trap, and I call it a trap because I don't really see the validity of this in the scriptures, and that is that we'll oftentimes assume that one of these is more important than the other because it's listed first. I don't know that Paul had that in mind. He might have. I'm not going to try to put words into his mouth. So some will say the apostles the highest and the teachers the lowest. Jesus wasn't called an apostle, but he was called a shepherd. And shepherd would be fourth out of the five. He was also called teacher. So, you know, I don't know if I will go with that one's greater than the other. That's all I'll say about that. But I want to deal first of all with the first one listed, and he gave apostles. And in a restricted sense, and I want to start with the restricted sense, in a restricted sense, the apostles were those who had been with Jesus and witnessed the resurrection of Jesus. Or they received, as did Paul, a special revelation from the risen Jesus. He had a vision of Jesus on the road to Damascus. And these men and women, because we see women in Romans that are apostles, had been commissioned by Jesus to be founders of the church. As the first chapter of Acts tells us, when the apostles come together and they are the founders of the church, or as Paul, in his great resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, will mention as much. That's the restricted sense. In a broader sense, the word apostle is used to give us a sense of people that go out as delegates of a particular church, such as Paul mentions in Philippians. And in fact, I'm really, really close in my Bible. Let me turn over to that. Philippians chapter 2. And verse 25, Paul says, I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need. That would have been considered an apostle, Epaphroditus, sent to a particular church. Though those particular kind of apostles don't seem to be the kind of apostles that Paul is referring to with his ministry gifts of apostles. So, Paul would describe himself as an apostle, but he doesn't necessarily describe all of his associates as apostles. For instance, in 2 Corinthians 1:1, he calls himself an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and he mentions Timothy, our brother, but he doesn't say Apostle Timothy. So as an apostle and eyewitness of the resurrection, Timothy was not. He was supposed to be personally appointed by Christ. Timothy wasn't considered to have been that, and he was supposed to be a governor over the early church. Timothy was not considered that. It's used as a title of the 12 disciples and of Paul, but in a non-technical use, it simply means messenger or representative. And that's where I want to bring it into us today, is some people get into the argument, can there be apostles? And I would say in a restricted definition, they were only in the early church because they witnessed the resurrection. But in a broader definition, yes, because the apostles considered apostles as those who were sent out, called out as messengers. And so I do believe in the office of the apostle, although I think that we are confusing that office sometimes with preacher, and it's not necessarily just a preacher. I think what we're seeing with planters or people who are spreading fresh revelation, not new revelation, but fresh revelation, have an apostolic call to them, and they're making headway into new ground in the church. I think that could be a definition of apostle. We'll talk about the prophet tomorrow, what it is and what it isn't. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.